From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is appealing to small business owners as part of his effort to overhaul the nation's health care system. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In his weekly address, President Obama says soaring health care bills hit small businesses especially hard, with fewer employees to share the administrative costs and less power to bargain with insurance companies. Mr. Obama said small firms pay up to 18% more for health insurance than their larger rivals.
They're the tiny startups with big ideas, hoping to become the next Google or Apple or HP. And as shown in a new report released today by the White House Council of Economic Advisors, right now they are getting crushed by skyrocketing health care costs.
Mr. Obama said the planned overhaul would help small firms by creating a more competitive marketplace for insurance and offering subsidies. He did not mention that the plan would also require all but the smallest companies to provide insurance for their workers or pay a penalty. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Federal investigators are looking for the people who shot and killed a U.S. Border Patrol agent on Thursday. Agent Robert Rosas was killed as he responded to a suspected incursion along the U.S.-Mexican border in Southern California. One injured person has been arrested. Federal agents are looking for at least two others who could also be injured. California lawmakers have approved budget bills that can shrink the state's $24 billion budget deficit. The bills cut nearly $3 billion from state colleges and universities. These are now headed for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. From Capital Public Radio, Bob Hensley reports.
The public colleges and universities in California have been preparing for cuts. For example, California State University Stanislaus has been working on a plan to address a $14 million shortfall. University spokeswoman Christian Olson says administrators, faculty, staff, and students are going to share the pain.
24 days out of the year, employees will be furloughed, which equates to about a 10% pay cut. Student fees are going up by an additional 20%.
Even with furloughs and the hike in student fees, the school is still facing a $5 million deficit. Administrators fear the higher cost of a college education is going to deter many potential students from enrolling. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
A published report says President George W. Bush considered and rejected a plan that would have used U.S. military troops in Buffalo. The New York Times reports the soldiers would have tried to arrest a group of terror suspects in New York. The action would have been an extraordinary use of military power within the United States. The Times reports Vice President Cheney was a supporter of the proposal, urging President Bush the military be used to catch people suspected of plotting with Al-Qaeda. Mr. Bush ultimately decided against it. The FBI conducted the investigation and arrested the suspects. You're listening to NPR News. Short of an accident, this year's winner of the prestigious Tour de France bicycle race appears to be Spaniard Alberto Contador. It's his second championship in 3 years, but former champ Lance Armstrong faces a tough challenge to capture second or third place. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Young, strong, a proven sprinter, and an accomplished mountain climber, Contador early on showed himself as this year's top cyclist. But at 11 years his senior, seven-time champion Lance Armstrong has made what many regard as a very strong comeback after 4 years' absence from the Tour, bouncing steadily between second and third place. The next-to-last day's run is usually not very challenging, but it's not that way this time. The cyclist must climb the steep, barren Mont Ventoux and the mountainous Massif Central north of Nîmes. The Tour concludes tomorrow with a cosmetic glide down the Champs-Élysées. Armstrong has already announced that he will ride again next year on a Radio Shack-sponsored team. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
The astronauts on the space shuttle Discovery are taking a bit of a break today. Yesterday, a couple of them installed four new batteries on the International Space Station. That walk took a long time. Two crewmen spent more than 7 hours in space, and they hooked up four batteries. Meanwhile, project engineers at NASA continue to review the status of the Discovery shuttle. A large amount of foam broke off the shuttle during its launch and caused some minor damage. The trial of a Wisconsin man accused of reckless homicide opens today in Wausau. He is accused of choosing to pray instead of seeking medical help for his deathly ill daughter. The 11-year-old girl died last year of undiagnosed diabetes. This is NPR.